Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Ha'azinu, Moshe says that when Hashem gets angry with Bnei Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem says he would hide his face. It's in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf. Vayomer, Hashem said, Astira fanai mehem, I will hide my face from them. Ere'eh ma'acharisam, I will see what will be their end. Ki dor ta'puchos hema, they are a generation of backwardness. They reverse itself. Banim lo emun bam, they cannot be trusted. There is no trust with them. And this idea of Hashem hiding his face from us and allowing bad things to happen to us, God forbid, is a terribly scary thing. It's very hard to hear. What a punishment. How is Bnei Yisrael supposed to survive Hester Panim? Our nation has seen this Hester Panim in every generation. How can we survive this? How can any nation survive Hester Panim? The Shem Mishmuel, Rev Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachachava Rebbe, who died in 1926, says on this Pasuk that we have to look carefully at what Hashem says in our Pasuk. Again, the Pasuk says that Hashem will say, Astira Fanai Mehem, I will hide my face from you, Bnei Yisrael, and we will see, Rachmana Litzlan, terrible, terrible punishments. However, the very next words of the Pasuk, Hashem says, Ere'eh ma'acharisam, I will see what will be their end. And the reason that I will see what will be their end, because kidor ta'puchos hema, because they are a nation that sees things and acts in an upside down manner. Rather than seeing things straightforwardly, rather than seeing the greatness of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, this generation is a dor ta'puchos hema. It's a backward nation. It's an upside down nation. It's an opposite nation. However, says the Shem Yishmuel, seeing is the exact opposite of Hester Panim. Ere'eh ma'acharisam, I will see what's at their end, is the opposite of Astira Fanai Mehem. And says the Shem Yishmuel, Hashem tells us this, I will hide my face from you, Bnei Yisrael. However, I will still watch you, says Hashem. I will watch you to ensure what's going to be at their end, at your end. Acharisam, I will watch in order to ensure that your ultimate purpose, Bnei Yisrael, I will watch in order to ensure that your final destiny, that your final purpose takes place and is actualized. Yes, Bnei Yisrael, God forbid, will experience dark times, Hester Panim. However, Hashem says he will never keep his eyes completely turned away. Not to worry, Bnei Yisrael, because your end is guaranteed, so to speak. That is the Shem Yishmuel. Another similar but beautiful explanation is given by Rabbi Zusha of Annapoli. He died in the year 1800. He was the brother of Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhansk, and he says a similar beautiful idea in this pasuk, and he takes it one step further. I saw this in the Sefer Iturei Torah, written by Rabbi Aaron Yaakov Greenberg, and it's on Sefer Devarim on page 211. Says Rabbi Zusha, Hashem is telling Bnei Yisrael this, Astira Fanai Mehem. There will be times, says Hashem, that I will need to hide my face from you, Bnei Yisrael, to remove my special hashkacha from you as a punishment and to encourage Bnei Yisrael to return to me. However, says Hashem, I am sure that they will indeed return. Ere'em acharisam, I am sure that I will see that in the end they will return to me. And why? Because kidor ta'puchos hema. Usually these words are understood negatively, as I said a moment ago, that this is a nation that does things in a backwards, opposite, upside-down way. But Rabbi Zusha understands these words differently. Hashem says, Ere'eh ma'acharisam, I am sure that I will ultimately see them return to me. Again, and why? Because kidor ta'puchos hema, this is a nation that can reverse itself. It's a nation of people that can reverse themselves. It's easy for them to turn things around. And in a moment, this nation, the whole nation, can turn things around. It's a dor ta'puchos hema. We are a resilient nation. We can bounce back. We can improve ourselves and turn things around even when there is Hester Panim. Hashem says, I'm not worried, so to speak, because I know they are a nation that can turn themselves around. Kidor ta'apuchos hema. It's a special message to hear all year round, and it's especially important to hear before Yom Kippur. Tshuva seems so hard to attain sometimes, so hard to get to, but we must remember Kidor ta'apuchos hema, that each of us, individually and collectively, can decide to walk in a different direction and to head towards Hashem. It's in us. Hashem knows that. We don't need to convince him. We just need to convince ourselves that we are indeed a Dor Ta'apuchos. Have an amazing day, everyone.